store. They can get you set up with a new grill or smoker, and they carry all of the top brands. Yoder, Green Mountain, Humphreys, and many more. The St. Louis Barbecue Store is the place to go for new flavors and fuels, too. Try a new sauce, glaze, or marinade. Plus, flavored pellets, charcoals, and smoking woods. St. Louis Barbecue Store has everything you need to be the envy of your neighborhood. Find them at 9703 Gravois Road or online at stlbbqstore.com.
America loves a good talent show, and St. Louis is no different. Rising stars in the world of R&B, hip-hop, country, rock, and jazz, all performing one night with their chance to win a recording session in Nashville. In a professional studio, they'll leave with a demo, and it's all happening at the Sheldon Concert Hall, Wednesday, June 26th. It's the second annual St. Louis Sound Music Competition featuring area bands and performers looking for their big break. A panel of judges will decide the winner, but you can be part of the fun in the audience. It's presented by Will DeWitt and the Sheldon Concert Hall. Proceeds will benefit HEAL Center for the Arts. HEAL is a nonprofit organization and multidisciplinary center of music, arts learning, and performance for St. Louis's urban communities. Sure, America's got talent, but so does St. Louis. So make sure to join us Wednesday, June 26th for more information on the St. Louis Sound Music Competition presented by Will DeWitt. Check out thesheldon.org.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Happy Father's Day from your friends at Johnny Landoff's Chevrolet. Tired of the standard tie for Father's Day? Check out Johnny Landoff's selection of beautiful vehicles featuring the perfect Chevy bow tie. Put one of these in Dad's driveway and make this a Father's Day to remember. These savings last all month long, but hurry in for the best selection. Visit Johnny Landoff Chevrolet at the intersection of Highway 270 and the Washington Elizabeth exit, or shop 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Who's ready for a USDA Prime steak? You won't find USDA Prime beef at the grocery store because it's graded as the highest 2% of beef sold in the country, and its supply is gobbled up by all the finest restaurants. At Surf and Sirloin, located on eastbound Manchester Road just west of 270, that's what's on the menu. USDA Prime, 14-ounce New York strip, 16-ounce ribeye, 22-ounce porterhouse, or a barrel-cut filet mignon. And with fresh seafood flown in daily, Surf and Sirloin. For reservations, call 822-3637 or through the app Open Table or online at surfandsirloin.com.
It's not summer till the tea leaves are aged, the lemons are peeled, and the Bud Light is brewed with both of those things. New for summer, it's Bud Light Lemon Tea. Brewed on real lemon peels, aged on real tea leaves, and best served in a round-like ice pitcher. You like ice pitchers? Yeah, you do. I can tell. It's in the eyes.
Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Petromart is a locally owned and operated family business that's been serving the St. Louis area for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry? Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items, like hot and ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart, a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you hear a pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
Today I'm very proud of myself.
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, side.
Is that Frank
street.
Or Trump? Good little boy. Couldn't resist.
I don't think I have anything to be really proud of in a long time. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm in a very weird mood, and you're going to have to put up with it for the next 3 hours. Well, at least until somebody else comes in and takes some of the heat off, like Dr. Doug will. Next hour, the 4 o'clock hour, if you have a pet, make a note of that. Be ready to call. We welcome you to the large morning show in the afternoon on this, the 12th of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Now, why is that always so hot when you play that?
Oh, is it? Okay.
It seems hot to me.
My bad.
Let's do it again. Edit that out. Let's do it again.
Okay, gotcha.
Radio edit.
The 12th day of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I'd like to do it one more. I'm kidding. I just don't do it for the people who hate that, who can't stand it, just to drive them crazy. So what's this about, a big game tonight? Is there a hockey game tonight?
No, the NBA.
NBA.
Yeah,
that's finals. What I heard people
NBA,
talk
yeah,
about.
NBA, yeah, Raptors against NBA the finals. Golden State, right?
All the famous, famous rappers will be there.
Yeah, no, I get it. The talk of the town, buddy.
And the Cardinals play Miami. They can sweep the Marlins tonight.
Hey, you know what? Yeah. Speaking of that, all right, let's do the Burke segment. I have something kind of fun here, and it's from a listener, and I'll have to have you, Limey, go on YouTube and pull some of this up. But it's great news for rap lovers like me. You know, after the horrible news of the death of Trey the Kid, now we have some good news. And I was trying to share it with Dan right before the show, and then I had to run in here. But this is fantastic news for rap lovers like me. And we'll get to that in a minute. But first, does anybody have anything to say?
I'll go last.
I don't.
Come on.
Nope,
baby.
I don't have anything.
No.
Well,
mm-hmm.
It's all yours. Tim Woodburn, everybody. Thank You're welcome.
I never laugh at license plates. I think they're, you know, everybody tries to make you laugh with a license plate. They're just corny and they're dumb. I actually laughed at one today.
And I'm with you. Like, once a year, I laugh at one.
This gal, and she had Kansas plates on the way to work today, and she was in a maroon-colored RAV4, and it took me a while to figure it out. And the license plate read XQQQQQME.
How many Qs?
There was four, I believe. At least four.
Excuse me. That's good.
I chuckled. I actually chuckled when I saw it.
Excuse me. That is good.
It's the first time I've ever seen it. You'd think all the corny, goofy people out there who like to do that with their plates would have come up with that, or that I would have seen that before, and I had never seen that before.
You ever see the ones that are, like, they're bragging, like, my vet, or, you know, and of course it's yours. You're driving it. We assume it's yours. Here's the one that I still remember to this day, and I saw this like 15 years ago. And I thought, well, you uppity B-word. And it was a woman in, I'm pretty sure it was a Range Rover, a new one, and it said, Mrs. Doctor. Get over yourself.
Gross.
How can you not know people hate your guts as soon as they see your car? Mrs. Doctor, shut up. I don't like the pompous, arrogant, you know. We know you have money about your car. You don't have to put a plate on there that says my vet or something about your Porsche.
There's a committee in the state of Missouri. It's a three-person committee, as I recall, because I met somebody who was on the committee. It may be down to one person now because everybody gets cut. But they actually had a committee that reviewed license plate, personalized license plate applications, and they vote on whether to accept it or
Jeff
not.
City.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just went through it because I wanted a plate for my bug. And they made me submit six, you know, first choice, second choice, third choice. And I think they took the fifth choice.
Come on.
Not because they were
taken?
Obscene. I guess they were taken. Oh. I had VW bug, bug VW, 73 bug, like something Beetle. The one that finally went through was 1973 VW. That's the one I got. That's okay.
Right, cool.
I'm good with that.
Cool.
I'm not big on personalized plates. But that one I couldn't help it because, you know, people are going, what year is it? Okay, look at the back of the car. There it is.
Well, you've got 73 butt, B-U-T-T. They probably wouldn't have.
They would have turned that down, I think. Yeah. Yeah, the other thing that I find very interesting, this is a state that requires a front plate. I don't put a front plate on my cars. I haven't for 20 years.
Frank, you rebel.
No, mm-hmm. I haven't for 20 years. I don't think I've ever been stopped just for that, but I've been stopped, and then they walk around the car and go, hey, you don't have a front plate, and that's the law. And I still didn't put it on, because I'm not going to prison for that. I mean, come on, in the whole scheme of things, is it a big deal? When some states don't even require it, how important could it be? And the last time that it got mentioned by a cop, to me, was, it was sort of an afterthought. He goes, hey, by the way, I see you don't have a front plate. You need to get a front plate on there. And I said, well,
Why don't you go to hell?
No, I said, I appreciate that advice. He said, so you're going to get a plate on the front? I said, no, I appreciate the advice, but I'm not going to do it. I said, I haven't had a front plate for 20 years. And he said, so you're telling me you're not going to, I said, yeah, I'm not going to do it. And he said, why wouldn't you do it if it's the law? I said, well, here, come with me. And I had him stand in front of the car with me. And I said, do you tell me? Would that not screw up the look of this car? And I said, forget that you're a cop. It's your car. You're not a cop. Would you want a plate on that car? And he said, off the record, no. He said, but for the record, I did tell you and warn you. And I said, yes, you did. And I said, and I have one question. If you stop me again and I don't have a plate, am I going to prison? He said, of course not. And I said, that's all I need to know. I don't want to go to prison. If it's a, $50 fine, I'll take that chance. So have a nice day. And I took off, and I don't do plates on the front. I think my wife's car, yes, she has a front plate. But
there's a website that has some images of plates that were approved in other states. Some states have a six-digit maximum, and other states have seven.
We have six.
Okay, some states have seven.
Right.
So somebody is, chili for lunch.
Light a candle.
This guy in a car in Virginia. Somehow this got through. He's got PENN pen 15 on there.
Okay.
But the 5 on the Virginia plate.
Got it.
It looks like that. Yeah. But the best one.
But here's the problem with that. Two N's. Why not? It should have been PEN 15.
Right.
It looked like penis, but PENN looks like somebody who doesn't know how to spell penis.
It's still funny. And somebody got a Michigan plate, and they ordered the plate number, and you can really do this in any state with 7 digits. And the Michigan plate says the plate number is 370H55V.
Okay.
But the 370H55V. You're never going to get it.
Well, no, hold on. Don't tell him that.
You have no chance. No chance.
Hold on here. Do it again.
370.
Okay.
H55V.
Okay, hang on.
All right. Now
I get it.
Turn it upside down, because Limey's looking at it upside down.
Yeah.
Oh.
Look at it.
He put the plate on his car upside down, and it looks like A-S-S-H-O-L-E.
Oh, my God. You know what? And it got through? It went through?
There's a picture.
Wow. Beautiful.
There's a picture of a Michigan plate. He got it on there, and he put the plate on upside down.
That's
so funny is that you wrote it down, and Limey peeked over at your sheet and immediately realized what I was talking about. Because he's seen it upside down.
Yeah, I can see it. It looks perfect to me.
Oh.
But to have the cojones to put it on your car upside down. Now you're asking.
That takes some stones.
You're asking for it.
Right.
Because if somebody just said, hey, I don't get it. What's with your plates? You go, well, turn your head upside down and look at it. Oh, I get it. But to put it on upside down. That's like I saw a Porsche one day, and it had, honestly, something like speeder. Like I like to speed. Okay, that's going to go over real well when the cop pulls you over. And you basically said, I like to speed. Well, I saw one that said, it was something like, it was go fast, but it was done in 6 letters. I've seen a few of those where it essentially brags about how fast they like to go. A
couple of other funny ones. There's a convertible, and the plate says WASHIS. Was his.
Good luck to her getting a date.
Right.
After you tell the world you took his car.
Broadcasting that.
I had
somebody with the Virginia plate. Virginia has the letter V, Virginia, on all of their plates. And then whatever, and it's in the color orange. And then the rest of it is the color blue. And somebody actually made a plate. in Virginia, and they put A-G-I-N-A. So he got the V in Virginia, but the plate actually is A-G-I-N-A.
And I can see where the board of review might not catch that, except A-G-I-N-A, agina.
They probably see the V so often, they're not even acknowledging it.
But on the application, they wouldn't even see the V.
Of course.
But what I'm saying is, if you just saw the letters A-G-I-N-A, I would go, wait a minute, agina.
All the worst ones are Virginia play. I lived in Virginia for 3 years. I guess they don't have a committee. There's another one that says N-S-T-Y-H-O-E.
Nasty hoe.
Nasty hoe without the A.
Well, they don't have the money for a committee.
Right. Virginia. Another one says nutsack. N-U-T-S-A-C-K.
Oh, yeah. Okay, they don't have a committee. It's obvious.
Another one says alcohol.
No.
That car won't ever get pulled over.
When I've been in my house 33 years, and when we moved out there, there were nobody. We were in the middle of nowhere, but the closest house down, 10 acres down,
right.
I kept noticing when I would see them come down the road that the husband's car license plate was WGAS1, and hers was WGAS2. Mm-hmm. And I thought, he's in the gas, oil, petroleum mm-hmm. business. He's in, fuel.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And then finally, one day, I said, what's up with the plates? I said, are you in the oil business? He goes, oh, no. He goes, it's who gives a one and who gives a He said, because neither one of us give a
I would have never got that.
No, you just assume it's gas and oil and whatever. This is the first plate I've had in 40 years, personalized plate. I made the mistake of doing it in 1980.
What did you have done?
I had ADSDAD, Ad's dad,
because
my son had just been born,
right.
Adam, and it was Adam's dad. Mm-hmm. But everybody, and it was embarrassing, because they thought, what do you think, you're the father of advertising, Ad's dad? I thought it had something to do with advertising, so I didn't renew it, because I knew what it meant, and I still have it. It's mounted in, I think, at my son's house or something, on the wall or whatever. Anybody else for the Burke segment? No.
Nope.
No. Mm-hmm.
Shut her down. Burke segment is officially closed.
We have a call.
We do.
Plates.
Woohoo! We have a call. Let me give the numbers in case we have another call. 855-282-8255 or 314-821-0590. Jerry, welcome to 590 The Fan. What can we do for you?
Hi, guys. How is everyone?
How are we doing? Apparently we're okay, Jerry.
Good. I grew up in Florissant. Actually, I know Dan. I live down the street from him. But the most interesting license plate I saw growing up, the letters were THA-Q.
Ooh.
Q. Oh.
Yeah.
About as close as you could come. If P-H-U-Q would never have... really... Was that a Missouri plate?
It was a Missouri plate. It was on a Jeep.
Yeah, that somebody was asleep on the committee when that one went by. Because,
let that go through.
That should never...
California has the ability for citizens to put a heart icon anywhere on the plate, to symbolize that you love something.
Right.
And there's two that are funny. One says, I heart Y-R-M-O-M.
I love your mom. Yeah.
Not dirty.
Well, it's kind of risky.
Yeah, I would call it risky.
What would be worse is Jerry's I F A something Q your mom. And then you got you got a problem.
Where did you live, Jerry?
I live on Malampe. I lived on Malampe and Bobolink.
Oh, okay. All right.
We probably played street hockey together, Dan.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure we did.
Jerry, do you have one story to share with Dan? How old would Dan have been then?
Dan is maybe a year younger than me, or maybe the same age.
Okay.
Do you have a story? Because surely you do. I mean, if you live near Dan.
I don't know if I have any. I could share on air, but I have stories.
was he considered funny or just goofy? Or
was he the rich kid?
No, he was a good kid. He wasn't very good at hockey back then, but he was pretty.
Oh, wow, Jerry, that hurts.
He said back then.
I know.
Apparently you got a lot better. He said back then. He didn't say
back then, yeah.
We used to go out with our Super Blades, remember that?
Oh yeah.
Do you remember Jerry at all?
No.
Oh yeah, he would know me. I guarantee you.
If I saw you. They went to third grade together. Dan was 13 and Jerry was 8.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, Jerry, thank you for checking
he's
in.
Dan snorted.
I know. Thanks, guys. AM and PM.
Thank you, Jerry. Dan, don't worry about the calls.
Okay.
He's busy snorting.
I know.
You don't have to worry about that. That's sure not your job. Oh, wait. Yes, it is. I had something that I wanted to...
Somebody did call in and said that there's a beep going out over the air.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear anything either.
I have no idea how to fix that.
A beep.
A beep. Some sort of beep.
Anybody else hear a beep, call us. Because if only one person hears it, it's something intermittent.
A person could be having a stroke.
In their car. Or maybe they're hooked up to electronic, pacemaker type.
Oh, man.
And it's warning
them. The battery's running low.
No BS, and this happened to me this week. I've probably had in my life 15 times somebody call me who I either think they're schizophrenic or there's something else seriously mentally disturbed, and they've called my PI firm, and I've taken an intake call where they think that there are beeps coming through their house or that there are alien waves being sent to their house from the sky. And these are people that have jobs. You know, and have make decent money and live in nice houses and stuff and aren't 90 years old. I mean, people that are, you know.
That's crazy.
There's just that one crazy thing about them. It blows me away how many times that's happened to me.
Well, what hasn't helped is this business that Alexa might be listening. I mean, seriously, and OnStar in your car. And I think there are a lot of people who are
like
thinking,
that.
Oh, I hear sounds. Well, they must be listening in on me. And maybe they are. I don't know. We have, I believe, Jim. Here. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. What can we do for you?
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
I visited our nation's capital on last weekend.
Okay.
Walking around all the beautiful buildings, the beautiful monuments, kind of made me think, what a shame nobody there can agree on anything and get anything done.
Wow, isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
That was my first thought, but my second thought was when I was at Changing of the Guards at the Tomb of the Unknowns, I thought of you. You had talked before about how awesome the ceremony is.
Now, let me tell you, Jim, it's one of the most incredible things I have ever seen, one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. Had you seen it before?
No, first time.
Okay, would you confirm, for people who've never done it, if you go to Washington, you must go see what those people do in terms of honor and respect at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. It is beyond 100%. Impressive. Yeah, it's the single most memorable thing that I did when we went to Washington. And I went to the White House, and I went in parts of the White House that most people don't get to go because we had a friend that worked in Washington. None of that impressed me as much as the Changing of the Guard.
I'm definitely not far from you on that. I did mention I know Frank O'Pinion, and they kicked me out. They kicked me out of the premises of the White House, though.
Why would they do that? If you said you knew me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah,
didn't your son break something?
No, that wasn't at the White House. That was the National Archives.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
awesome visit to our nation's capital. The memorials are incredible. Just reminds us, you know, freedom's not free. And I don't want to say a bunch of cliches, but freedom is not free. And the price that people paid for us to be able to live the lives we live.
No, you're right.
And a very high price.
And the other thing people need to know is when you go to Washington, you can do most everything and it won't cost you anything.
Yep,
the stuff is
correct.
Free. You don't pay to see the Changing of the Guard. You don't pay to go through the White House. You don't pay for much any of this stuff, really.
Indeed. I just want to let you know mostly about Changing the Guard, though, as awesome as advertised by you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jim. I tell my story. Tell them to know my story about my son in the Secret Service.
I have heard it.
Yeah.
He broke it. You told it on the air.
Now, that was a scary deal. I mean, when the Secret Service agents come to you and say, is that your son? And you almost go, no, I don't know whose kid that is. Because you know they're not asking you because they think he's cute. There's something else. He did something. Mike should be next or not. Yeah, we'll go with Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Cam Jansen, what do you think? Do you think they're going to change up the power play line tonight? Or Frank, I'm sorry.
Yeah, a little early. Just a little early.
No, they won't change the power. No.
Hey, I've got three motorcycles, and I've got a personalized plate for all of them. One is my love. The next one is my love.
Wait, hold on. Does that mean the bike is your love, or is that for your wife or girlfriend? The bike is your love.
Oh, no, she's gone. So this is for the, it's a long, always been for the bike.
Okay.
I've had them for years.
And by the way, I understand that I've had 17 motorcycles. No, 18. I'm on my 18th. I have a scooter now, so that would be 18. So I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
But the, let's see, I got an old 85 VMAX. It's got my love on it. I've got a 2013 Road King. It's got my love one. Wow. Now, see, I'm getting ready to change the other one because I don't think nobody can ever guess what it is. NYGMA.
Right, hang on.
The original word was taken.
All right, hang on. I'm going to write this down. Hang on. NYGMA. This is not another upside down deal, is it?
Enigma?
No. There you go. That's it.
Whoa!
Enigma.
Whoa. Tim! Enigma.
Way to go, buddy.
Very good.
Very good, because in all the years I've had it, I got people come up and go, New York Greater Motorcycle Association? And it's a great place, you know?
I was going to say enema, then I saw the G.
Well, if somebody said that, I know I'd have to change it.
I had a
busload of foreigners get off their bus, and one guy comes up to me, could not speak a word of English. He goes, oh, enigma. And nobody else ever guesses it, so I guess I ought to change it.
Well, Tim, at least temporarily, is the smartest guy in the room here.
Way to go, bud.
Wow. Yeah.
All right, man.
Temporarily.
All right, Mike.
Okay, thanks, gang.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And now it's Phil's turn. Phil, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hi, Frank. I'm Ma'am in the PM.
Thank you, Phil.
A little story about not paying attention to your wife or vice versa. One time my wife was talking at me. Not to me, because at me. And one of our kids came up and had some problem to solve. And she took care of that. And then she looked back at me and she said, now, what was I saying? I said, well, we need to make a rule in this marriage that when you're talking, one of us pays attention.
Mm.
And that didn't go over real
no.
well.
No.
What imagine, sir?
That's probably 20 years ago.
Why is it, Phil, we never say to them, ever, well, I told you, you just don't listen. We never say that, ever. You just didn't listen, I told you. But they say it all the time. Well, I told you, and you still. And by the way, maybe they didn't tell us. Maybe they're making that up to make us look stupid, or like we don't pay attention. We don't know. We'll never know.
But we don't do it. Does that all the time, because something she knows I don't want to go to, but she'll tell me an hour before, hey, we got to go to such and so. Well, I don't have time to make up an excuse why I can't go.
No, you don't. How long have you been married?
35 years.
Amateur. I call that, that's amateur status to
wow.
me.
Yeah. Yeah. My folks have been married 67 years, so.
a long time.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
All right, sir.
All right, Phil. Sir. All right, wow. Sir. I'm not that much older than he is. I couldn't be. Maybe.
I've had two people text me as well saying that they're hearing a beep over there. I don't.
No kidding.
Yeah,
I've got a couple of texts on the text line as well.
On the app or streaming?
I have no idea. I'm just kidding. I'm hearing beeps.
Or over regular. Gino, we got to get the great Gino Bellasio on there.
We need to get Gino in there.
Yeah. Somebody called Gino. Now, don't. Who did that? Who did the beep? Just the,
my hands are
no,
right.
No, somebody
here.
Hit a beep. Dan, was that you?
No.
Yeah, you did.
I didn't
yes,
know.
You
I'm
did.
Sitting, do you want to talk to Ken real quick?
Yeah, I do. Ken, welcome to 590. That was me. Welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you, Ken?
Frank, I am in the PM.
Thank you. Hey, Ken, are you hearing a beep?
I'm the one beeping. Everybody's hearing me beep.
Ah.
So anyway.
gotcha.
What happened? Yeah,
gotcha.
Sorry. I got a quick license plate story. When I was a teenager, it was... I didn't ever do it, but I thought about it, and I've always wanted to. Thought it might go through, thought it might not, but write this down. It's NE1469.
NE. That's too easy. Now, did that clear?
I didn't try it. I've never seen it on a plate, but I thought
you know what? My guess is it would go through. I hope
that would go through.
Yeah. NE1469. That's good. You should have run with that one.
Right. All right, guys, take care.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, just to see if you could get it. And then you could get another plane. You didn't have to keep it. You could change. Kurt, as in Russell, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's going on?
Hey, Frank, speaking of personalized plates, did you happen to catch Tissel this morning on 5 at your side?
No, it's 5 on your side.
Oh, I'm sorry, 5
Don't on mess your that side. Up, man. That's such a great slogan.
Yeah.
I did not. I don't watch that. I don't watch that.
You don't watch Tissel? Is that the most ridiculous? Why does everything have to be abbreviated now, anyway?
I don't know.
What did they do?
Tissel's 5 on your side. They did a little piece today.
Tissel is today in St. Louis, by the way.
Oh, Tissel. Thanks for clearing that up.
See what he did? He's making fun of their own thing.
I didn't have a clue what he was on about.
I thought you understood that.
No.
Well, I did, but these morons didn't. You know, Tim's smart about some stuff like Enigma, but he didn't get that.
I thought Tissel was something you put on your Christmas tree.
Kurt, why'd you laugh at that? Was it nervous laughter? It was nervous.
Probably.
Because you're on the radio. Okay. You get that.
I know. Hey, my parents have a personalized plate. It's SERNDP. It's my mother's favorite word. And
serendipity?
That's it.
What the heck, man?
Wow.
Wow.
Just got to sound it out.
Well, hold on. It doesn't SR. What is it again?
SERNDP
is serendip. There's no ippity on there.
But it's an abbreviation of her favorite word, he said. Oh, so it's abbreviated, so you got to expand
once
it
again,
out.
All right. Broaden your horizons. That's two for you.
Thank you.
All right, I've got one here on the text line, and this guy says it's his wife's license plates and that people rarely get it. And I'm looking at it, and I don't get it. A-M-G-I...
A-M is in mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
A-M-G-I-N-E.
Okay, hang on a minute. A-M-G-I-N-E.
Yeah.
Beep.
Kurt, is that you?
No, and Alexa's not beeping. I don't hear any beeping on Alexa.
A-M-G-I-N-E. Amgine?
Amgine.
Amgine. What is that? I don't know. We don't know.
I have no idea what it is. If this person texts back, I'm struggling with that one.
It's Enigma backwards.
No.
It is.
Oh, my. Enigma backwards? It's Enigma backwards.
How about you?
Wow.
Mr. Mensa member.
I just typed it out, and I was looking at it. What could it possibly be? And I spelled it backwards.
Cheater.
This is Enigma Day.
Wow. Ugh. That was something. All right.
Well, Kurt, anything else?
AM and the PM, and there's no beeping on this Alexa.
Okay. All right. Appreciate that. Thank you. So now we need to know where the beeping is coming from. Is it people listening over regular beep. Broadcast signal?
Beep. Apparently, there's no beeps on the app.
What is that? What is that? What am I hearing?
I don't know.
Dan, don't. Is that you? Don't do that.
Beep. 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 Beep.
I'm not.
No, seriously, what is it? Dan, what is it?
What?
What are you doing? Is it you? It's you. No, it's you. I can tell by your face. Maybe. It's you. Don't do that. Good grief.
You can tell by your face.
He's such a kid. He's such a 2-year-old. That's not even a beep. That's just somebody saying beep. It doesn't even.
Okay. How about this one? M E.
Hang on. M E.
Yeah. -2869.
M E dash 2869.
Me too. 869.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what does it mean? Me too, 869.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I don't know. Well, that's what they're saying.
That in itself is not an expression. Me too, 869.
2869.
I think it's a sexually connotative license plate, is what I think.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah.
69.
Okay, me too, meaning he also 8.
69.
Why the dash?
8 is an ATE.
I mean, you have.
I would have.
Me.
First of all, it can't be, because that's 7 slots. We're a 6-slot state. M-E, the dash counts as... This is a joke.
No, I don't know if it is.
Because there couldn't be a dash in it if it's Missouri.
But another person just texted over, here's the license plate for you. Sebastian Blows.
Well, it's kind of a long, plate, but...
I mean, I like it.
Yeah,
I like it. I think that works.
I like it.
Okay, so we've got the Me-2869. Yeah. Then nobody gets them. Then
but
we've
see, the
got,
dash is what's messed up, because me too, 816. And you don't need a dash in there. Emmy. I don't know.
I don't know about that one. Do you want another one?
Sure.
See if it works out.
Sure.
All right. 2SX 4LV. I think it's an L. Yeah, I'm guessing it's an L.
2SX 4LV.
Yeah. 2Sex for Love.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Too sex for love. It doesn't make sense.
Mm.
Too sexy? No.
Well,
no.
That should be too
sexy.
Is that an I or a, is that an I or a,
too,
maybe
how,
an L?
First of all, how can it be too sexy for love? That doesn't make any sense.
I don't know.
Too SX 4LV. Too. I don't know.
I don't know. That one got me. They stumped me.
I give.
I lost it.
I give
up.
It almost makes me think they're making a joke about how quickly they engage in sex. Too sex for love. Like they have 2 seconds for love.
Ooh, it could be seconds. Can 2 seconds that. For love. Boy, that's sad. 2 seconds. Crap.
Oh, it's too. It is too sexy for love. And then they call
it
morons.
Doesn't work. But first of all, that's
too
stupid
sexy for love.
You can't be too sexy for love.
Maybe
sense.
It's that song by Right Said Fred.
I'm too sexy
I'm too sexy for my. Not too sexy for love. My goodness, you can't be too sexy
too
for love.
Too sexy for love, you morons.
Can I talk to Paul?
Yeah.
I'd like to talk to Paul. Paul, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
How are you doing today?
Let me check.
Here's my
fantastic.
Question.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure it out if it's just me, but how come the most ugliest, fattest women I ever see have license plates, Foxy Lady?
Oh.
Or is it just me? I've never seen a pretty, beautiful woman with Foxy Lady. Have you?
You may be onto something here, because if a woman is hot, you just look in the driver's window and you know what? She need a plate to go, I'm hot. I think he's onto something. Foxy Lady. You know what that's about? And they probably got tinted windows. So you can't see that they're 500 pounds.
Right.
It's a Foxy Lady. And then maybe you'll beep, 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 and pull over. And then when you jump out, that's how they trap you. They trap you to get you to pull into the, you know, the QT lot or something. And then when you approach the car and they roll down the window, you got to back out.
All right. Now, this one is a smart one. I know what it means. You might not get it. Well, Tim probably will. Okay. So it's XIS. All right.
Okay.
You got that written down?
Yep.
NE1. Paul, you're also allowed to play along if you want.
Well,
obviously tennis anyone.
Oh, man! God, you're fast!
Can I tell you something?
What?
Wow!
You might be a genius. I mean, are you in Mensa?
No.
Maybe he's a savant genius.
Why are
like,
you
he
working here?
Know.
You're too smart to be working here.
Because I'm lazy.
You could try being a code breaker.
Tennis anyone.
Tennis anyone.
X is 10 in Roman numerals, NE1.
But I mean, I knew that because it said on the text line, but without that, I wouldn't have got that
anyway.
No,
that was quick. That was very quick.
Wow.
Tim Woodburn, everybody. He deserves a round of applause. That one in particular, you deserve a round of applause. Paul, anything else? I'm sorry we got sidetracked.
Oh, yeah, there's one more thing about the Foxy Lady. Sometimes I look at them and I wonder, are you a lady or a man?
Wow.
Oh.
I don't know that I've ever...
Well, there are some ladies out there with quite a bit of facial hair, you know.
Are they?
Sometimes...
Where do you see those
there's
people?
Some whiskers.
Where do you see those? I don't see those women. Where do you hang out?
Mainly in Jefferson County.
At the bar.
Well, stay away from there.
Yeah.
Well, don't go there.
Or North County.
See, now, when I went to the Blues Game 7 against Dallas...
Thanks, Paul.
There's a woman with a beard.
Every woman, I mean, every single female in that arena was good-looking.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to tell you why. It's because the tickets are too expensive.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's rich chicks.
It's, you don't...
Rich women generally look a lot better than poor women.
The guys that can afford tickets to a game like that are going to have a good-looking woman at their side.
That's a great point.
Everyone in there was good-looking.
That's a great point. Money can buy beauty. It can.
It sure can.
And happiness. I don't care what they say. I've had money and I've had no money. I was happier when I had money. So that thing about camp, and by the way, the other thing people say, well, money's not everything. Have you ever heard anybody say that who was poor? Never.
Mm-mm.
It's always rich people. Well, money's not everything.
Of course.
Let me talk to Geerg, G-E-A-R-G. Geerg, how are you?
That's George.
No, hey, you're good. You have Geerg, Dan.
Okay,
you,
that's
you
Geerg.
Type G-E-A-R-G. Geerg, what's going on?
AM and the PM, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, you're talking about when your wife doesn't listen to you?
Yeah.
This is no joke. If my wife is on her phone, I could walk downstairs and say, going over to Frank's house, pick him up. We're going to the east side, buy a kilo of Coke and get some hookers. I'll be back Tuesday. Okay, love you.
In my house, it's more about how I don't listen. It's not so much because she claims, oh, she hears everything. And she does. She has great hearing, unfortunately. It's me. It's that I don't. Well, I told you that. You just weren't listening. Really? Maybe she didn't. Maybe it's just to make me look stupid. But, yeah, when they're on the phone, and do you ever listen in on them when they're on the phone with one of their girlfriends? It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told her, and the last time I saw her, her hair didn't look like that.
Well, whenever they tell us,
I don't know why she decided to go with that hairdo, but it just it doesn't work on her.
Whenever they're talking to each other and they are telling each other a story, they always bring in like three or four different people that happened in this situation that they just happen to know, and the story just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and they just keep going.
These are the people who go to the bathroom together. If you go out to dinner, they all go together.
Shocking.
I'm going to rescue. Yeah, I'm coming with you. What is that about anyway? We don't do that.
It's because they want to gossip and talk about stuff they don't want to hear.
No, Tim's right. It's so they can go off together and talk about you together.
Oh, yeah.
The guys they're with. Yeah, it's exactly what it is. Well, we don't do that. We don't get up and Tim goes, hey, I got to take a leak. Oh, me too. I'll go with you so that we can go talk about it. We don't do that. We're just different. I'm telling you. Anything else, George?
No, that's it. AM into PM as always.
Thank you.
Let's go Blues.
And all right, Gears, thank you.
To reiterate a story about guys going to the bathroom together, they reiterated this story in the paper today about Carl Gunnarsson, who scored the overtime goal to give the Blues the win in Game 4 in Boston of this series, and had only scored a couple goals all year. He predicted, while he was standing at the urinal, next to Blues head coach Craig Berube, who was also standing at the urinal between the third period and overtime, he predicted, as they're standing at the urinal together, Gunnarsson looks at Berube and goes, I'm going to score the OT winner. Wow. And then he went out there and did it.
Urinating.
Wow. They had a urinal heart-to-heart, and then he went and did it.
What if they cross
trains? Which reminds me of one of the great Leslie Nielsen lines ever from one of the Naked Gun movies, where he goes, like a midget at a urinal, I was going to have to be on my toes. Oh, man, that's funny. I have to do some business. We have a lot of calls.
Hang on a second. Sorry.
I'll take them all.
Real quick. Can I interrupt?
Sure.
Like a midget at a urinal, I was going to have to stay on my toes.
How did you do that?
How do you like to play everything so hot? What is the deal?
That was because
you gotta back that
I'm not
stuff
used
off.
To that one. Sorry.
Well, get used to it. You play a lot of stuff really
hot.
But that was quick, so it balances out. Too hot, but quick. So
thank
good
you.
For you. All right. Got some business to take care of here, and then if we can't, we'll jump right back on the phones. I can't promise it, but we'll try. First Community Credit Union is a place to bank. There, it's actually over 40 places to bank because they have over 40 locations, and I go to the same one. I've been to two others, but I 99% of the time go down to Chesterfield Valley because it's right on my way here, and that's their world headquarters. This is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. I want to remind you of just a couple of things. One, this is a great time of year to do things to your house. To your house, for your house, add on to your house. We did that once. We did a big room addition thing, a whole new bedroom and bathroom and added. It was a big deal. It cost a lot of money. Back then, I was making a tremendous amount of money, and I didn't care, so I did it. Now, I didn't, at the time, need a home equity line of credit. But if you do, and a lot of people do, you know, there are a couple of different ways to borrow money. Well, there are only two, a smart way and a stupid way. Stupid way is put a lot of stuff on credit cards, pay hellacious interest, so you're paying a whole lot more in the end than you should have paid for that project. The smart way is a First Community Credit Union home equity line of credit. They pre-approve you for X amount of dollars. Let's just say $30,000. Then you go off and you do what you want to do. Screened in porch, pool, landscaping, new deck, whatever. And anything up to that pre-approved amount, you're good to go. And of course, you only pay back what you use. Now, if you do that before June 30th, your repayment loan rate for the first 12 months is only 2.49% APR. That is a great rate. And I don't know of anybody else who can touch that. First Community Credit Union does a lot of things other banking facilities can't do. I don't know banking. I don't know anything about it. I don't know how they do what they do, but they do it and they do it well, obviously. That's why so many people every day leave wherever they were banking before and come on over to First Community Credit Union for great car loan rates, for things like the home equity line of credit, wedding loans, motorcycle loans, boat loans, all of that. Not to mention small business loans and becoming your business partner if you're a small business. They like that too. And you'll be glad you did. You will. It's a great place to bank. Again, over 40 locations. First Community Credit Union. More at firstcommunity.com. Do we need to take a break? Or we just keep going?
No, we're good to the top of the hour.
I can take one caller, do one bit of business, and then we're jumping in for the news, followed by a little chat with John Landoff and Dr. Doug, and the day is going to fly by. Philip, welcome to 590 The Fan. I got about 2 minutes here. What's going on?
My AM and a PM.
Thank you, Philip.
And have you ever tried to write it down, PU55Y?
No, I don't think that would clear.
No, I don't think that would clear either.
That's too obvious. That won't make it.
It did in Illinois, and then they yanked it.
Oh. I think I remember. There have been a couple like that where after the fact somebody went, whoops, we approved one we shouldn't have approved. And to me, if it clears and you have the plate, they shouldn't be able to recall it. But I guess legally they can. Otherwise, they can void it, and you're driving with a, you know, no good plate.
Yeah, they sent a new plate, but they...
You're obviously a cat lover. That's why you did that, right?
Absolutely.
That's right. Love them.
Yeah. In fact, it's too bad you can't have love PU55Y.
Yeah.
All right, Philip.
Too obvious there.
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you, Philip.
All right, thank you.
This is a good day. What's going on today?
Reminds
people calling.
Reminds me when I was at school and you had a calculator and you wrote, like, you know, 58008.
Yes.
Boobs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Those were the fun days when you could be a juvenile delinquent. You did that now, they send you off to some, I don't know, psychiatric treatment. Yesterday, I was at Ballast Dental Care, and it had been a year since I'd been there. I had an appointment 6 months ago, and then something came up, and it got canceled, and Mary, who's always the hygienist, I don't know what happened. But I got a little bit of a lecture from her about that it had been a year, and now I have to have a couple of things done. See, it doesn't pay to put this off. Now I wait a year, and I normally never have to have anything done. Now I got to have a filling redone, I got to have a crown redone, and a couple other little things. But I don't dread it at all. It's Ballast Dental Care. Neither is anybody else that goes there. To those of you who are there because of this show here, or this show at the old place, thank you, thank you, thank you. Please continue. A little chat with Dr. Obi-Wan Kenobi Watanabe yesterday, and it's starting to become very confusing for them to know where business is coming from because of all the social media stuff. And they're constantly being hit by people who are after their business saying, oh, you know, you don't want to be on the radio. You want to be here on social media and there on social media. Well, folks, as long as you will continue to tell them your AM and the PM and tell them why you called, we'll be fine. And we don't have to worry about that other stuff. That's all it takes. Don't mention something else when the real reason you were in there is because you heard about it on this show. It's Ballast Dental Care, the place where you will never again have to be afraid of going to the dentist. You will never have to dread an appointment. There is such a place, and it's the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. I've been going there for, I always have to stop, 46 years. I have to stop and think about that. 46 years and can't imagine ever going anywhere else. Ballast Dental Care. And again, ballastdentalcare.com. Tim has the news after the national news. We'll chat with John Landoff. And then it's Dr. Doug. So if you have a pet, please jump in early and call because he gives some great advice. He's your pet's best friend and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. It's 4 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
This is Doug Vaughn. You are listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Phil Hewlett. The wife of California Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter is expected to change her plea of not guilty. Cliff Albert has the story.
Margaret Hunter was indicted along with her husband last summer on charges of misusing at least $250,000 in campaign donations for personal expenses over several years. The Hunters both entered separate pleas.